ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Three first responders are dead in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville, Minnesota, after an exchange of gunfire and an hours-long standoff.
The armed man was barricaded inside with family, including seven children. Authorities say the suspect had several guns and large amounts of ammunition. Burnsville police officers Paul Emstrand, Matthew Ruge, and Adam Finseth killed by the suspect during the response. Another officer, Adam Medicott, injured. The suspect also died. The seven children in the home are safe.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Historic hearings underway at the International Court of Justice in The Hague into the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state. In Falls City, Washington, a mountain lion attacked five bicyclists on a trail. A woman clawed and bitten on her face, neck, and jaw. She survived. Other cyclists pinned the beast under a bike. Authorities shot and killed it. This is ABC News. Former President Jimmy Carter is marking 1 year in hospice care. In that time, he celebrated his 99th birthday, enjoyed tributes to his legacy, and lost his wife of 77 years, Rosalind, who died in November. Some 6 months after the Carter family disclosed her dementia diagnosis. A statement says the family's pleased so many family discussions on the important subject of end-of-life care. At the multiplexes this weekend, ABC's Dave Packer.
Plenty of love for Bob Marley, One Love at theaters.
You see, reggae music coming for unify the people.
The Paramount Pictures biopic of the reggae legend smashing expectations, taking in nearly $28 million in U.S. theaters in its debut weekend. A disappointing opening for Madam Web at $17.6 million. The Dakota Johnson movie had one of the lowest debuts for a movie centered on a Marvel character. Matthew Vaughn's spy thriller Argylle coming in a distant third. Migration and Wonka rounding out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 22 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
Favorite station.
98Q Country.
System. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to It's Roddy Adkins and Take a Back Road. As it's Justin, happy Monday. Thanks so much for getting up and kicking off your President's Day with us. Hopefully you're all today. A big chunk of people are, but not everybody does. There's Chance Williams. If you knew that there's a cowboy who would.
Have you ever seen a burnt red sunset? Counted a couple million stars from a truck bed. Seen them all go sky turns blue.
They called him crazy when they started out. Morning with a bone drop, bottle of Jack, I was partying. Then she got some
It's called Truck Bed. Rise and shine. Happy President's Day. And so I saw that dictionary.com has added 327 new terms, including bed rotting. Have you heard of that one? Stick around. We're going to get to a couple of these and see if you know the new words that are being added to the dictionary. And we'll get to that coming up next, along with Lainey Wilson.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
The Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Do It Best Phillips Lumber and Hardware. We have over 22,000 items in stock, and we have everything you need for all of your projects.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 22 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one. Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Lynn.
Country.
Thank you. today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Solo maintenance, don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip it like them fries in her frosting. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough grade. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got to Bourbon Street State with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
My face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged.
it's Jelly Roll. It's called Halfway to Hell. So dictionary.com, they do this every single year. They add a bunch of new words. And some of the things that are going in this year, bed rotting. Have you heard of this one? I think I have. But this is basically when you spend a ton of time just laying around in bed. You're bed rotting. The ick is basically a sudden feeling with disgust or dislike towards something. And then just mid. That just means mediocre. It's unimpressive. It's kind of just disappointing. So keeping in the know with some of the great stuff that's being added to the dictionary right now. Hang out for Tyler Hubbard with Dancing in the Country, and he's happening next.
Perfect.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one! I'm Tyler Childers.
I believe I found it in your love.
This is Toby Keith.
Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man in.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Let's go.
Making up in no time.
we go. It's Scotty McCurry. It's called Cabin of Solo, and it's here at 98Q Country. You know, the morning show with Joel. You know, this is his 25th year, and we've kind of shaken things up just a tad bit. We got a new twist. You can now join us at the top and the bottom of the hour for news, sports, all kinds of fun updates from ABC News. It happens every single weekday morning with the morning show and Joel right here at 98Q Country.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 22 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Perfect.
It's the music. It's the contest. Just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking that a long-kissed man just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran out